Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, for the last number of broadcasts, we've been on a very interesting subject, and that is understanding spiritual warfare. And I shared that I was going to give scripture and give understanding of four specific ways the enemy challenges us and hinders us in our Christian walk. They're not exclusive, but if we can lay hold of these major ways, then we will be able, in our day-to-day walk, be much more alert on the finer strategies he might use. And just by way of quick recap, the first way is to make us doubt or question our relationship with the Lord. Secondly, he makes us doubt the veracity of the Word of God. And yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about an unwillingness or an ignorance of the ways of the Lord, not having a mature understanding of the times and seasons of the Lord, that God is a God of order. He has times and seasons. He has authority throughout His spiritual realm, just as the angels have particular stations, and just as the body of Christ, God has set some leaders, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and various helps and administrations in the body of Christ. God is a God of order. And one of the ways the enemy can use us is that if we are rebellious or carnal or self-willed and we're not willing to follow God's ways, we can get ourselves in trouble. And we were sharing, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, about people who, in their zeal for the Lord, are not willing to be discipled, if you will. There's spiritual pride operating, there's ego, and because of that, the enemy is really able to trip them up, in spite of the fact that their hearts are really sincere. They really love God, and they really want to be used of the Lord. In fact, this is one of the most serious things the enemy does in the lives of Christians. If he can get an individual to feel that he doesn't have to submit to authority, that he doesn't have to spend time in preparation for his calling, then that individual is totally ill-equipped to do what God wants him to do. We are to wait on the Lord. And this is true even in witnessing. So many people run out ready to take the world for God, but as soon as they meet up with some of the devil's crowd, then they come slinking back home defeated. The reason for this is because they weren't properly prepared. Now, this doesn't mean that we cannot share our new birth experience with others immediately, but obviously we can't cope with the tricks of Satan if we don't know the Word of God sufficiently to outthink, outact, and outproduce the devil. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. You know, years ago, I was barely saved, just a few months, and I remember I was with my brother and visiting a friend of his, and he was studying, I don't know, for his doctorate or some advanced studies at the University of California. And he was really into astrology. And I tried to share my experience. And even though I was able to share what Jesus did for me, I was painfully aware that I really wasn't reaching him because I didn't know the Word of God. I had been raised in a denominational church that really didn't emphasize the Word of God, and that for 10 years I walked in the ways of the world. I said I'd never darken the doors of a church again. And so I painfully felt my lack of knowledge of the Word of God. That's why I was so blessed as a young Christian that God brought me to Unveil Christ Ministries. And I sat under the ministry of Reverend Neil Glass, who was 7 years later to become my husband, a man who was full of integrity. He was mature. He was filled with wisdom. And he preached the uncompromised Word of God. There was a purity of the anointing there. And God is especially for his purposes. He protected me as a young Christian so that I was able to be discipled just by hearing the Word of God. I can remember years ago, in fact, Brother Glass sometimes would, he teased me, I never miss a broadcast. I don't care what, then we were on it 2:45 in the afternoon following Brother Hagen, and I would turn on, I would never miss the broadcast. So beloved, we have to be hungry for the things of God. And as I said, that particular experience made me painfully aware that I couldn't, in an adequate way, give a proper apologetic for my stand of belief for being a Christian. And beloved, if we are willing to study to show ourselves approved, we won't be ashamed. All right, I think I've spent enough time on that. And so let's move on to a final area that the enemy can work in all of our lives, and that's true especially as we mature in the Lord and we do have a good basic working knowledge of Christianity. He will try to keep us from prayer and the Word of God, to spend time with the Lord. And beloved, some of the things that the devil brings against us are fearfully presented, but in Christ, you and I are more than conquerors. As we take the Word of God and begin reading His glorious promises, exceeding great and precious promises, and the truths contained between the pages of the Word of God, we can see unfold before us the glorious plan of God for our lives. This builds up our confidence. When we do that, our faith is increased. Our heart is at peace and our mind is at rest. That's how it should be. The attacks of the enemy may continue, they may exist, but they're of a short duration because we simply will not accept anything that he brings against us. And that's part of the maturing process. We won't have long periods of time where we're walking in deep discouragement or despair or oppression. Why? Because we'll understand the Word of God. But you know what? It's, you might listen to me every day, but unless, beloved, you and I, if we hear the Word of God, it's not just a matter of saying, oh, yes, praise God, I agree with that. We have to do it. Beloved, faith without works is dead. And so it's important that we're not immune from the attacks of the devil, but we can certainly be victorious personally and spiritually. A Christian who is knowledgeable in God's Word and has an active daily prayer life in his relationship with the Lord is rarely found sitting in the quicksand of despair. These are the ones that everyone else seems to think, they never have any problems, they don't have any battles, they just do great. Well, of course, that's not true. But they have learned the secret of being content in whatever situation they face. For they have learned that Jesus will supply their every need in due season. They are secure in the strength of Christ, which enables them to do all things. Beloved, that's why I'm sharing this, so that you can feel that place of serenity and security in Christ, even though the storms of hell could be raging around about you. Look at all that the Apostle Paul went through. He suffered things that we'll never have to face, yet he was able to say, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, that all things are working together for our good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Beloved, the victorious Christian doesn't just happen. They just don't have a special favor or grace from the Lord, and you know, overnight, there they are. They're walking in faith, power, and victory. Beloved, let me tell you, it took sacrifice, it took absolute determination, as well as a willing submission to the Lord for them to grow into that place of maturity that they now enjoy and walk in. It didn't happen overnight. They were challenged just like you and I. They've had their valley experiences, but they've learned how to turn off the strategies, the lies, the deception of the devil, and turn on to the power of God in their lives to accept what Jesus has said about them. Beloved, it is God's will that you have a sound mind. That's God's promise to us in 2 Timothy 1:7. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." Beloved, I'm going to repeat that again. That's what Jesus said. He's saying that to you today. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. So, beloved, let's see how we can obtain complete peace of mind and rid our thought life of all those negative, destructive thoughts that seem to attack when we least expect it. And sometimes when we are down, when we physically are not feeling well, that's the kind of foe the devil is. He doesn't wait when you're just on the mountaintop. He waits when you're down, you're not feeling well physically or spiritually or emotionally. That's when he attacks. The Apostle Paul wrote the Philippians, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," Philippians 2:5. And then in the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 2, he said, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Beloved, you may have heard this countless times before, but every one of us need to enter into a greater revelation and possession of what the Word tells us. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and I just am so grateful that you're willing to spend this time with me to share these things, experience these things in your life, and share with others. Tell them about the broadcast. If they're not able to listen live in terms of the radio broadcast, they can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and listen anytime at their convenience by clicking on the broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.